Welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where every episode we meet with an entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them tick.
Ross, thanks so much for coming along. Just people who haven't heard of our people, can you just give us a bit of an overview of what you guys do?
Yeah, sure. So we recognised that there was a real issue around remote workforces, kind of these workforces of people all around the world who effectively come in and they do some work. So whether that be work at a supermarket or work in a leisure centre or anything really. As an employer, it's very difficult to engage with that member of staff and ultimately communicate with them, and even to the point of training them. So we built a tool that effectively allows the employer to communicate with those workforces at a huge scale.
Who are the sorts of businesses that you work with?
Yeah, so my background was in the fitness industry. I had a previous business there, so I had a lot of contacts, lucky enough to know a lot of people in that industry. So it kind of made sense to launch it there initially. Fitness was the first place, but we've kind of gone into hotel, retail, catering, that sort of thing, even to sort of theme parks as well.
And so when you launched this platform, did you find that the business you were talking to had a solution similar to this, or were you bringing something that was completely new and innovative to them?
It's a good question. So I started this kind of journey, if you like, about 3 years ago, and at that time it was kind of like they were coming back and saying, oh no, we've got an intranet, or no, it's fine, we put a poster up in the staff room, it's all good, we don't need it. And effectively over the course of the last couple of years, we've noticed kind of more and more people becoming aware of this as a problem. I think a big and really obvious one is Facebook and Workplace. Might be something that a lot of people have heard of, and the kind of the real challenge and the real kind of difference from our side of when you create something like this, you always think you're doing something so different to everyone else, and it's ultimately educating people and making people realize that what we're doing is different.
And so it's interesting because you look at everything going on in society today and the tech development, but actually you're saying that some of the leading exciting businesses that we all deal with every single day are a bit behind the times in terms of their solutions and how they manage themselves internally.
You'd be surprised how many people we go and talk to and they say, oh yeah, we just use WhatsApp to communicate with our staff, or we don't even, you know, we don't worry, we just let staff communicate themselves. And I think the whole GDPR kind of piece that's obviously come in earlier this year in the UK, that's been such a, I think people have realized a lot more that that is not okay to allow your staff to do that. And I had a conversation with a sales director of a large fitness chain, and he said to me, Ross, are really worried because of the majority of our sales team use WhatsApp, and if somebody leaves and you know, we've got no control, no visibility really on who's in that group, all of their kind of sales data walks out the door with them.
Because GDPR is something that everyone's talking about and it's a massive worrying concern, and we're waiting now for future people to be indicted or to be fined on the back of it. So has GDPR actually been a benefit to your business then?
Yeah, interestingly it has. I mean, obviously we went through the same processes that everyone else went through in terms of as our people, as our company. It was an interesting process to go through and get all of our affairs in order. But we are effectively being approached by people off the back of GDPR now. They're thinking about it, they've got internal processes, even though it's way beyond that deadline, people are still really thinking about it. So I would say, yeah, it's been great from a business point of view for us.
So do you think that business across the UK then were not ready for GDPR?
Yeah, from what we're seeing, yes. I mean, it's crazy. Otherwise, we would have had a huge surge of people beforehand. I mean, I guess ultimately, there probably isn't an obvious solution out there, I guess, ultimately. And as our product grows and as we get more customers, there's more people talking to each other. And I think ultimately they're seeing this as a really good solution.
Well, just quickly, for people out there listening who may have GDPR on the mind or concerned about it, are there any tips or advice that you'd give to people on, now we're actually involved in it, checks and balances that they can implement to protect themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think the really big one is just thinking about what processes you've already got in place that have just evolved naturally over time. I think you can get so wrapped up in your day-to-day, you know, we have an HR system to do this, we have a point of sale system to do that, you forget about all the other kind of processes that people are doing in the background. And certainly some of our customers, you know, they weren't aware their staff had created a closed Facebook group or, you know, something like that. And ultimately, it's about doing the due diligence to understand what is actually there in the first place. And generally when we go in, they've kind of discovered all this stuff they didn't know was happening.
Yeah, well, it's been a massive shift for everyone and clearly been a big opportunity for you guys at Our People. It's great to get to know you a bit better. The second half of 10 Minutes With is 10 questions, and it's the same questions every single week, where we're going to ask our entrepreneur, our business leader, a variety, just to find out a bit more about them on a personal and a professional level. The difference about this is you've got a maximum of 30 seconds. So, Ross, we're just going to go through some questions, and you're going to be on the clock. Describe what you do in one sentence.
I'm always questioning why something exists and if it could be done better.
Why does your business exist?
It exists because businesses all over the world have a real challenge to communicate with their remote workers. It's all desk-based, and we've figured out a much smarter, much better, much more engaging way of communicating with those people.
When did you know you had made it?
I don't think anyone with any level of ambition would ever truly think they've made it. I think you're always striving for the next goal, and I think for me personally, I think I'd be very disappointed to kind of reach any kind of conclusion that I'd made.
Who is the one person to have helped you most on your business journey?
So I have a colleague, a business partner, a guy called Russell, who was involved in my last company, and he's involved in this one as well. He has just been a constant mentor to me and put up with all of our struggles because it's never easy. And yeah, he's been a real inspiration in helping us move forward.
How many hours sleep do you get a night?
It varies. So we had a release on Monday, and the majority of me and my team had 2 hours sleep. But generally, I do try and get a good seven hours if I can. Definitely.
How do you manage your time?
I have a notebook. I hate having a calendar on my phone. It drives me mad. So even though it takes a little bit longer, I have a moleskin notebook, and I draw out the lines and I draw out the days of the week, and I do it all in pencil because I can rub it out when I need to, and that works really well for me.
Describe your biggest mistake.
I don't think it was a mistake. I think it had to happen. I think it was selling my previous business earlier than I should have done. It's now really big, or big in the fitness industry, and I think I sold it earlier than I should have done.
What is your one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs?
I think the most important thing is, if you're trying something and it isn't working, change it. I think you can very easily get stuck in the rut of doing the same thing, so going and trying to sell something and nobody's buying it, and I think you've just got to constantly adapt and change and test what you're doing to make sure that you evolve your product.
What is the one thing that sets you apart from other entrepreneurs?
I think a lot of entrepreneurs, they go out and they raise a load of money, and I think we've always tried to avoid that. We've always tried to avoid that kind of that number that you have to kind of go out and almost pretend. It just feels very fake to me. So we've always tried to keep it as real as possible in terms of funding and kind of doing it ourselves.
What's your party trick?
I have a great trick involving a glass bottle and a match, but I have to have a few drinks to get going on that one.
Okay, Ross, thank you very much for coming along and taking part in 10 Minutes With. For anybody who wants to find out more about Ross, then have a look at the Our People website. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks, mate.
Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where we'll meet with another entrepreneur or business leader to find out what makes them unique.